With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Senate finally gets it done.
On this vote, the yeas are 74, the nays are 24. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion, the motion is agreed to.
Senate passed a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills earlier this morning, and it pushes any new threats of a government shutdown into the fall. Now the bill heads to President Biden to get signed into law. Missouri and Louisiana holding presidential primaries this weekend. None of the races will offer any suspense. President Biden, former President Trump already clinching their party's nominations and beating out their major competitors. But the primary races today are still closely watched by insiders for turnout and signs of protest voters. Also at SRNnews.com, a night out in Moscow turned deadly.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack in Moscow that Russia's Federal Security Service says killed at least 40 people and left scores wounded. The authenticity of the claim has not been verified. Russian officials say several assailants sprayed the crowd with gunfire and set fire to the venue. The attack targeted the Crocus City Hall, a large music venue on the city's western edge. The attack took place as crowds gathered for a performance by the famous Russian rock band Picnic. Russian news reports said concert goers were being evacuated, but that an unknown number could have been trapped by the blaze. I'm Norman Hall.
Britain finally found out where Kate's been, the Princess of Wales, with a video Friday disclosing she has cancer, but she didn't say what kind. She had successful abdominal surgery in January, but at the time, officials said her condition was not cancerous. Kate says tests done later found the cancer. This is SRN News. The book of Revelation addresses seven letters which were sent to seven churches in Asia Minor. Scripture says that each letter proclaimed by Jesus and recorded by the Apostle John declares the triumphs and the failings of each of those seven churches. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney has released two separate films based on those seven churches.
You know, Revelation is a big topic and oftentimes very, very controversial for people. What's amazing about this film is we're going to go to the island of Patmos where John received the vision. We're going to go into a cave that they believe is where the vision happened. And we're going to then go to the seven churches. Of the seven, only two churches actually were doing what was right. The other five had problems. You're going to be able to see archaeology, but you're going to understand the context that those churches were dealing with.
More information and trailers for these two new Christian films can be found at sevenchurches.com. That's with the number seven, sevenchurches.com. This is SRN News. The Philadelphia Police Department seeing success and more recruits passing the entry-level physical fitness exam thanks to a new law that changed the standards.
It's part of a broader effort nationally to reevaluate policies that keep applicants out of the job pool amid a hiring crisis. To close the gap, police departments nationally are reconsidering policies on tattoos, previous drug use, physical fitness, and college credits. Since the law took effect late last year in Philadelphia, 51% of people testing have passed the entry physical exam, compared with 36% previously.
Jeremy House reporting. Missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain's been found dead in a Tennessee river. Police say no foul play suspected, but Metro Nashville police said they found him in the Cumberland River about 8 miles from downtown where he was last seen. More details at SRNnews.com.